All right, let's move on to the big one this week, Miami Vice. Now, I told you when I was about 10, I got two goldfish. I named one Crockett and one Tubbs, and you think I'm a nut. I understand.
That's okay, but you know what? This movie's about as dead as those goldfish right now.
Oh, Willie, you're going to make me cry.
Oh, you can just feel this stinker coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. It is so bad. You know what's wrong with this Miami Vice? There's no alligator. There's no Phil Collins. There's no cool clothes. There's no nudity. There's no tension. There's no interest. And there's no waffles, baby.
Now, all right, Jamie Foxx, he's been on a roll with Ray and with his music career. The guy can sing. He can dance. He's a comedian. He can act. And now, all of a sudden, this could be a problem for him.
Well, you know, I don't think it's a problem for him. I don't think he's the big problem with the film. I think it's just, it's very misconceived. I mean, you know, the whole story is that, you know, now here we are, Crockett and Tubbs have to go undercover as drug runners to find a leak in the FBI because there's some sort of multinational kind of drug running group has been blackmailing informants and trying to get the names of FBI agents so that they can be killed. And it's just, it's a movie that just doesn't have any tension. I think, you know, the drama isn't there. There's no chemistry between Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx. And then Colin Farrell just looks lost through the whole movie. I mean, he's got this weirdly frosted blonde hair, and he's got, like, this weird mustache that looks like it's straight out of the 70s. You know, even the sex scenes are boring. I mean, just, you know, give me some dialogue that's interesting. Give me some chemistry between the characters. Instead, it just sits there like a fish for 2.5 hours.
What about Colin Farrell as Crockett?
Oh, just horrible. Just horrible. You know, his accent keeps changing from being Irish to being Southern. I mean, is Belfast the bayou of Ireland? Is that the deal?
They might have been better off bringing back Don Johnson and the Afro guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, oh, God, if they had brought back Philip Michael Thomas and Don Johnson, they would have had a better movie. And they're trying so hard to get away from what Miami Vice was as a TV show that they're failing as a movie. You know, it's amazing. When you think back to Miami Vice, the TV show, it was so revolutionary. The way it kind of mixed that music and the visuals to create a very exciting television show. And there's nothing exciting about the movie. It's just bland.
All right, so how many waffles are we looking at?
No waffles. Zero.
Not one waffle.
Nothing.
maybe just a little something, maybe a silver dollar pancake, nothing.
Nothing. You have to actually put out something decent to get that level.
All right, so let's recap. Scoop from earlier, Woody Allen's new one with Scarlett Johansson and Hugh Jackman. 2 out of 4, nothing huge, nothing really to run out and see. John Tucker Must Die, I guess good for the young girls and guys, you know, high school, young college kids, but nothing great. 2 out of 4 waffles. Ant Bully, even worse. You're looking at like 1.5 waffles for the new animated film with some big names, Julia Roberts, Meryl Streep, and Nicolas Cage. And Miami Vice is a no-go, absolutely awful.
Just dreadful.
Well, I'm afraid to say this. What do we have to look forward to next week?
Next week we have what I'm hoping is going to be the funniest movie of the summer, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
You know,
with Will Ferrell.
The trailers for this are absolutely hilarious. It's Anchorman on wheels, I guess, right?
That's what I'm hoping.
That's right. Very good. Willie Waffle, tell us about your website.
Oh, that would be wafflemovies.com, where you can get all my reviews. You can learn how you can sign up to get movie reviews, text message to your phone from me, and, you know, just kind of learn all about life.
You should have a section about life.
That's
on there.
That's right. I should have, like, an advice section.
Willie Waffle, wafflemovies.com. We will catch you next week for some Will Ferrell, okay?
All right. We'll talk to you then.